Politics and a painful anniversary are colliding today in Haiti. It's been 5 years since a devastating earthquake struck Haiti. Coincidentally, today is also the deadline to reach a political agreement on new elections, which, if not met, would allow the president to rule by decree. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the prolonged political crisis threatens Haiti's fragile recovery.
5 years ago, Carlene Lomil's small concrete home in the capital came crashing down. She escaped with her young son and spent the first night sleeping on the sidewalk among dead bodies. She was 8 months pregnant. She feared her husband, who was at work when the earthquake struck, was dead. It took him more than 24 hours to make it back home. Like an estimated 1.5 million other people, Lomil and her family had no choice but to move into overcrowded tent camps in Port-au-Prince, with little water, no sewers, and high crime. A month into their stay, Lomil gave birth to a baby boy on the floor of the family's cramped hot tent. Last August, 4.5 years since moving to the tent, police with batons showed up. Lomil was given the equivalent of $500 for rent assistance and forced out. She and her now 3 children and husband came here, the dusty, rocky hillsides north of Port-au-Prince called Canaan. As many as 300,000 people moved here, too. Some got temporary wooden houses donated by international aid groups. Others constructed whatever they could. There's no electricity, roads, or sewer lines. Lomil lives at an uncle's house for now until she can finish building her own home, which she's happy to show off just a short walk away.
Three bedrooms.
Lomil says with her bigger house, she's better off. And clearly so is Haiti. 5 years later, the rubble is gone. New roads and businesses have been built, including major hotel chains as well as schools and hospitals. The economy got a boost from billions of dollars of foreign aid and investment. Crime and poverty are down, but the recovery has been anything but even, especially when it comes to housing. 80,000 people still remain in tents. 3/4 of Port-au-Prince residents live in slums. Peter de Klerk, the UN's humanitarian coordinator in Haiti, says securing land for new development has been a particularly difficult and slow process, since ownership and legal titles were not clear even before the earthquake.
I think we do have a long way to go, because we're not reconstructing in many senses. We are actually constructing.
International aid helped fund Haiti's first modern land registry, essential for legal disputes and sales. But despite progress in some arenas, others have not improved, like Haiti's continual political turmoil. Throughout the weekend, demonstrators marched in the streets, sometimes clashing with police, as lawmakers met late into the night, hoping to avert a political crisis and schedule long overdue elections. Without an agreement, the terms of a majority of lawmakers expire, leaving only the president left to legally rule, a troubling echo of Haiti's dictatorial past. The U.S. Embassy in Haiti issued a strongly worded statement late last night urging all parties to come to an agreement and schedule elections. Other international officials warn that continual political instability will scare off foreign investors and undermine Haiti's fragile earthquake recovery. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.